This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. The restaurant industry has not been faring well lately. Even in gourmet-friendly San Francisco, many establishments are shutting down. But there is one place that's thriving. The food is fancy, but the venue, not so much. Nishat Kurwa has the story.
Would you like me to relight your candle? A little romance?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be right back with that.
The dining room is buzzing tonight at this family-style restaurant in San Francisco's Mission District. The 15 tables are packed with skinny jean-clad young people. Some of them are sitting with strangers.
I could eat your mic, dude.
Runner, please.
I don't know about that, Christine.
It's almost as chaotic in the back.
I guess this would be like the foyer of the kitchen or something in like a sort of space that I don't think exists in non-Chinese restaurants.
Chris Ying is a Mission Street food line cook. He's part of a bustling culinary squad that inhabits this Chinese restaurant two nights a week.
We're always adapting and trying to add an extra person here and there to make it go smoothly.
That's Mission Street food founder Anthony Mient. After working in restaurants for years, Mient wanted to serve up his own creations. He decided to try it one night a week by subletting a taco truck. Once you do away with the high overhead of a fine dining environment, voila, you can afford to lavish customers with fancy ingredients sourced from respected Bay Area farms and ranches. By the end of Mient's first night in the truck, there was a constant stream of food going out and orders coming in.
Like the first week, we made around 80 sandwiches worth of food, and then the second week, I guess maybe around 120. I think even the third week, we still like didn't totally believe it.
Novel noshing experiences don't stay a secret for long in this city of avid foodies. Overwhelmed by crowds, Mient began renting the Chinese place to serve up inexpensive decadence, like this menu he describes from a recent Dirty South night.
We changed the standard pork belly and jicama sandwich that we did and served it with coleslaw and potato salad. There was shrimp and grits and smoked duck beignets. Actually, that night prompted us to serve a dessert, which is sort of one of our favorites now. It's a buttermilk panna cotta with cornbread that's been fried in butter and drizzled with honey.
Most of these mouth-watering dishes cost between $6 to $8 a pop, less than you'd pay for appetizers at the popular San Francisco restaurant where Mient worked full-time as a line cook before he launched Mission Street Food.
There's a little bit more of an Asian fusion-y feel to the food here, which may or may not be ideal, but I think it's fitting for the environment a little bit.
It's an understatement to say Mient is reserved. A guy of painfully few words if you're trying to get him to talk about himself. His wife, Karen Leibowitz, is considerably more chatty.
Anthony's dream of this kind of conversation between kitchen and eater does correspond to my sense of him as an eater. So when he does have the opportunity to fill out a comment card, he goes for it. He really annotates every dish.
Leibowitz is a doctoral student in literature who also runs the Mission Street Food blog, really the only form of advertising for their cheap dining extravaganza. Still, Mission Street Food often sells out, which means Mient not only recoups all his costs, but turns a profit.
It continues to sort of amaze us.
After paying themselves a respectable hourly wage, Mient and Leibowitz donate the rest of the money to food-related charities.
I kind of want the project to be like an overwhelming, smashing success in terms of profitability to the degree that other people copy the charitable model.
The model that Mient calls a great marketing strategy. Get customers to support restaurants that in turn benefit their communities.
I think it would be kind of exciting if we could in some way be part of a movement where people went charitable to make more money.
It's pretty idealistic to talk about spearheading a charitable movement at a time like this, a movement that depends on people's willingness to spend declining disposable income. And Mient's taking a gamble for sure. He just quit his full-time job to focus on his role as head chef here. But judging from the line out front, where loyal diners will wait up to 2 hours for a meal, Mission Street Food looks like a good bet. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kurwa.